Hi, I'm Daniel Follett from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly, yearly cycle updates. We're talking about what's going on God's calendar in this time of the year. We're finishing up October. We're heading into November here soon. And this time of the year in the fall, late October, November, early December, is a time of year where God often initiates a lot of transitions in our life. He starts moving pieces around, repositioning things, creating some shifts. And these shifts and repositioning and transitions can often get messy. Often there's some disorder. It can feel overwhelming. There's change happening, all going on at the same time. And you're often getting moved to the next level, which is the next level of learning how to get out of the way and to rely on and trust in Him at a higher level. For you to stay calm and at peace at a higher level, even though more is going on around you. These transitions can often get a little bit messy as the pieces get moved around. I want you to think about in the order blueprint that we talk about in our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint. Order is about positioning. Put things in their proper position. What happens? Time is saved. Space is saved. Everything is easier. Everything is more efficient. Capacity increases when there's order. But when you start moving pieces around, it changes up the order. And the old order is not going to work anymore. You have to step into a new level of order because the pieces might be different. The environment might be different. Time has moved forward. Time and space are connected. So as time moves forward another year, we've got to keep repositioning every year. And God is faithful to help us do that. If we'll stay tuned into Him, we'll keep following His leading in our life. He's going to keep doing this year by year. And it's getting good at going through these transitions, learning to stay calm, learning to keep yourself position in the light when these transitions happen. To keep yourself, that's the most important thing, to keep position first. Because if you can't keep yourself positioned, it's hard to create that order in your environment. Keep yourself positioned in the light, in praise and gratitude, thanksgiving. Keep your eyes focused on God. That's keeping your positioning. Because these transitions can often be stressful and overwhelming. Keeping that positioning as you go through that. Because on the other side, these transitions are often disruptive. They disrupt our patterns, our rhythms, our old habits. And what's happening? God's trying to move us to another level of those. And on the other side, we got to start relying and trusting on God. Help us put the pieces in order. You keep showing up day by day. You do what you know to do today. He's going to help you put the pieces in the proper place at the proper time. It's going to make you more efficient. You're going to settle into new rhythms, into new habits, new systems and routines and structures and processes on the other side that are better than the old ones, because the old ones are going to be becoming obsolete because time has moved forward. Times have changed. The people and the pieces have changed. The environment is different. And you got to step into this new level of order on the other side. But it's all about staying positioned yourself and relying on trusting on God, who's the God of order, to help you to put the pieces into place. Your role is to keep yourself positioned in the light. Keep magnifying that light. Keep doing the things that you know to do. Keep following His leading. And He's going to help you to put those pieces into place. But we're going to take communion over this for the week here. Just as a time of thanking God that He's faithful to do this for us. And asking for His help. Father, we're so thankful for You and Your unfailing love for us, that we can put our hope and our trust in You. We thank You for Your faithfulness, that You'll never leave us or forsake us, and You want the best for us, Lord. You're trying to make us great. We're asking for Your help today to go through these transitions in life as pieces are moving around, things are changing, to help us settle into new habits and rhythms and systems and routines and structures on the other side of this that are even better than what we had before, to make these transitions beautifully in our lives. Father, we thank You for this bread and what it represents. The cup of Your wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus, so that we can have the cup of Your blessing. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it, that God makes you, or Jesus makes you, holy and righteous and perfect in God's sight. You can approach him with freedom and confidence in your time of need. In these times of transition, you can approach him. He wants to help. And learning to put our hope and our trust in him, to rely on him. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that makes it all possible. Motivated by love, we can have this covenant relationship with God, this partnership with him. He's going to help us get through these transitions. So keep your eyes fixed on him. And as he keeps bringing you through them successfully on the other side, it's going to help you to know his heart, his kindness, his goodness, his great love for you even more. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out. Stay positioned in the light this week, day by day. Keep magnifying God. Keep your eyes fixed on him. Keep magnifying him as bigger than the problems and the issues and the transitions. Stay tuned in for his leading and direction each day. And then do what you know to do. Whatever he leads you and directs you and guides you to doing, start taking action. He's going to help you to put these pieces into order, just one at a time. And it's all going to fall into place perfectly, in the perfect timing as well. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.